Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a very good and grand Monday fun day to each and every one of you today on this amazing day where life is occurring. I'm Reverend Lisa Giroux, sharing pathways to peace, purpose, and prosperity. And we're moving on to as we're moving into the new season, we are going to be talking about living life healthy, happy, grateful. And we want to have a healthy life. We want to have a happy life. And our healthy, happy life occurs through our gratitude practice. So I want to say thank you to you today for being here, as we are really, really ramping up our breathwork practice, our hydration practice, and our movement practice, and the importance of all three of those things each and every day moving forward. I share in first strategy, in Simplicity of Spirituality, in first strategy form, for my clients and students, where we talk about the importance of moving every day. So we're witnessing our movement practice in the form of breath, big deep breath in, accessing, holding it for an instant, and as we are holding for an instant, just as we are surrendering, releasing, and letting go, at the still point, before we choose to breathe again, as we're making these aware breath work, this aware breath work that we're doing each and every day, you know, we're seeing the movement within. And so then that movement expands outward into our everyday, doesn't it? So in simple strategy, first strategy form, we talk about moving for 90 seconds every hour, at least 90 seconds, I guess I should say, and the importance of being able to get up, right? Stand up not only for your truth and your power and your belief, but stand up for the sake of your pelvic floor, for the sake of your chakra system, your energetic field. You know, we are meant to get up, stand up, and move forward, aren't we? So each and every day, we are breathing and watching the movement in our bodies, the river of energy that is moving our body, beating our hearts, our lungs expanding, our belly, the digestion. All of these things require movement. And then in the physical body, we are standing up. We're standing in our truth and power. We're standing up and moving forward. We're standing up and we are luxuriating in the energy within our body and the movement. So I encourage you to get up, stand up, and move every hour. You know, really get your energy up. You know, when we're doing our rapid movement, when we get up and we just jog in place, oh, maybe 25 to 30 seconds, and then do some deep stretching side to side. You know, it's this movement through Earth. It's this moving forward. It's this use of weight-bearing movement. It's this use of our body that really contributes to us aging in a more graceful manner. We want to look good. We want to feel good. We want to live healthy, happy, grateful each and every day. Every day upon this planet that we are blessed to be upon, this amazing, beautiful space, even though some may not be seeing it that way, we must access this living crystal that is our body, as we were talking about last week, and see the oneness in all things. That's what I'm teaching this weekend, is to access the oneness, to really just witness the oneness. And in the one, in the force, in the field, in the energy, in the matrix, in the Christ consciousness. Whatever you do, it's ripples of energy moving outward, ripples of energy moving outward. And we're wanting to dance with delight in that energetic field. So move it. I like to move it, move it. Wasn't that a song from some sort of a Disney show? I didn't see it, but I caught that catchy little tune one time. So, you know, I encourage you, and I encourage many of my clients and students to get one of those stand-up desks to do in the Power Woman teachings. We talk about the importance of squatting, you know, and to squat for several minutes in a day. And the importance of keeping those hips open and loose. You know, you can stand by a chair and do the circular motions with your foot to get that hip ball and socket, the largest ball and socket in the body, and the importance of keeping that open. And as we are doing Kegels, you know, keeping that pelvic floor engaged. I was listening to Christiane Northrup teaches this this teaching as well. And I love her new teaching. And, you know, she was talking about the importance of for our fertility, for men, for their virility, to get up, stand up, get that pelvic floor engaged, do those Kegels. All right, do that breath work. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. And how it all works together, doesn't it? You know, a body in motion stays in motion. My auntie, who is 40, again, was, you know, telling me that at her age, at her maturity, how, of course, she just went from 39 and a half to 40, right? You know, second time around. And how she likes to get out there and walk or treadmill every day, because if she doesn't, how quickly we lose it. We lose our muscle mass. And what happens if we don't have any muscle mass, if gravity totally causes our entire body to collapse upon itself, we're really in trouble. So the things like gardening that are so good, you know, for mature people, because you're bending down, you're squatting, you're picking up heavy things. You're bending down, you're squatting, you're carefully picking up heavy things. I am engaging in with a weight belt and doing some of those teachings with weights, with the new teaching where we were standing in squatting position and I was lifting and swinging 25 pounds of lead shot, because that's just what I have on hand. But you can get, you know, similar as those kettlebells, right? And you go down into a squat in between your legs and you come up. And just how good that feels, how powerful you feel after you do some of this weight-bearing movement. Move it, move it. Get up, take a breath, drink some water, and joyfully, blissfully, you know, tap dance in place. I could tap dance for you. I've got my clogs on in the studio today, and you can hear me tap dancing with bliss and joy here in the studio this morning. Isn't that right? And as we are really then, you know, getting that movement going to where we're, you know, feeling our heart rate and hearing, you know, the other day, Hun and I were walking uphill at a rapid pace, and I was like, I hope you're hearing your heart rate too, your heartbeat in your ears, because the blood was a pumping. There was movement happening. You know, we were huffing and a puffing, and that's good. It's good for our lungs. It's good for our heart. It's good for our attitude and mood. And in the new teachings, we're talking more about that as we are loving, living healthy, loving happy, being grateful. All right? It's all connected. It's all tied together. It's all one. Teaching. It is just being how we're meant to be, away from all of the distractions, away from all of the you should have and could have and didn't. And it is this all-important realization to the importance of breathwork, hydration, and movement. You know, we talked about that in the Nourish You teachings, the importance of choosing this first form of nourishment, you know, of breath, right? We want big, delicious breaths and lots of it. Hydration, excellent water and lots of it every day, all day long. And then choosing good food to fuel the machine. You got to fuel the machine. And this crystal that we are requires some very basic, has very basic needs. Everything else is unnecessary. It's nice to have, you know, the latest technology. It's wonderful to have, you know, the new ride or new shoes or whatever it is, but it's not really necessary. Breath is necessary. Hydration is necessary. Nourishment is necessary. Movement is necessary. So today, just witness in your body how you're feeling at this moment in time. Just take that connection breath. Hold it for an instant and kind of pump your body while you're holding. Remember, we engage that powerful pelvic point. We put tongue to tooth and we squeeze. That is engaging the body, right? Body tensing technique. And then let that go. Get up and walk it off. We walk, when we do energy work, and this is energy healing, this is energy medicine, this is how we maintain our wellness, this is the wellness zone, this is how we incorporate and continue to expand in our health each and every day as we mature. You know, when we're much younger, in our 20s, you know, you could do no wrong, right? You recovered in a heartbeat. And in our 30s, you know, you still, by the time we hit 40, you know, we're really wanting to be engaged in some sort of practice because it adds to our enjoyment of life. We don't want to be bitchy, grumpy old fogies, right? We want to be powerful, vibrant women moving forward that are still creating, experiencing and loving and delighting in our energy scape that is this liquid crystal, this moving crystal that is the body. And we do that through our practice each and every day. And we do it by surrendering, releasing, and letting go of intolerable situations. We do it by recognizing and witnessing that we are either contributing to the collective conscious or contaminating it. And there seems to be a lot of collective conscious contamination these days. And so it's even more important that we engage on a very profound, powerful level. Not just our thoughts, although the thoughts are the seeds, but we have to feel it. We have to be feeling it. We have to be really reverberating outward those desires of those beneficial desires of being healthy, happy, grateful, healthy, happy, grateful. I am healthy, happy, grateful each and every day. And what healthy means, what does healthy mean? It's more than just the absence of disease. It's more than just, you know, not taking 600 pharmaceuticals every day. It's more than not being in the hospital, although those are all things we're avoiding like the plague, right? You know, unless we're broken or bleeding, we are trying to increase health so that we can stay out of the doctor's office. Infinite love and gratitude to them that you know are helping on that level. But we are choosing to be healthy, to be well. That means feeling good in the body so that we can have a great experience in our mind. It's because the mind matters. The mind matters. And when we get the mind under, you know, when we begin to witness the mind, when we begin to use that mind for beneficial, we see the creative power that it has, and that a sick mind is not just detrimental to the physical landscape beneath it. A sick mind is detrimental to those of us who are on the earth plane here and now. Let's take a really big, powerful healing breath now. first we're going to exhale. And then we come to the still point. And on this inhalation, may I breathe in peace and bliss and love and joy. Hold that. Tense the body. Squeeze. Squeeze. Hold as long as you can. Squeeze. Squeeze. And now I'm sending out that to the east and the west and the north and the south, above and below, center and within. It's very challenging to have the kind of thoughts, beliefs, and reality if the mind is degenerate, if the mind is you know, not engaged in something that is amazing and beneficial. If we can't access the beauty, then we are destructive forces, and we want to access the beauty now, the beauty within, the beauty without. So our health increases as our vibration increases, and it's our job to now choose health, to choose wellness, to choose well-being, to choose to be well in our bodies, in our minds, and beyond. Because if we don't, somebody else is going to make a choice for us, and then we've given up our free will. And if we don't have free will, how can we create the life of our desires? How can we create peace of mind and peace on earth? So we come back to the very simplicity of breath. Big, powerful, conscious, aware breath. Squeeze the body's delicious exhalation. Ah, letting it go. Ah, sighing. Ah, getting rid of all those negative feelings in our bodies and coming back to present time consciousness and being awake and aware here and now, delighting in this moment in time where life is occurring. And the importance of hydration, why is hydration so important? It's because it's a detoxifier. It cleanses out. It's a purifier. It's getting rid of all those icky, sticky things that we don't need anymore, that we don't want anymore. And so to open up then this whole new movement. And I'm so excited because in the new teachings, I'm showing that new, very miraculous meridian movement that I'm sharing with my clients and students, you know, where we're really accessing the body on a profound level. And sorry, can't walk and chew bubble gum at the same time. So that desire to move the body in a new way. And let's say that you are wheelchair bound, infinite love and gratitude to your healing, your continued healing experiencing. Then move what you can as often as you can. You know, get regenerated. Get, you know, each and every day we want to jump up and jump out of bed. And one of the things that I'm working with for myself is to be able to get up off the floor without using my knees or my hands. And that is really a challenge. Now, the more that I'm doing my Pilates, of course, the more it's happening where I can just get up. You know, I'm just getting up. But we begin very simply. And so just hold the back of your chair and then, you know, imagine that you're sitting down and standing up, sitting down. Knees are over heels, all right? You're not extending that, so you're not doing any damage. And, you know, just make sure that you are engaging that core more and more each and every day. And with our breathwork practice, it really helps us do that because we're expanding on the inhalation and we're contracting on the exhalation. And then we squeeze the core, we squeeze that pelvic floor. We're uplifting the energy from the pelvic floor, uplifting it into our body, so we're getting that good grounded energy so that we're moving beyond the constraints of gravity. And when we can, then we're using some weight-bearing exercises, and I'm really going to be talking about that a lot in that new teaching too, and I hope that you'll be a part of the new teaching. There's been a lot of amazing things occurring, and we want to continue to allow them to be amazing, and we do that through our daily gratitude practice. So let's just go into that still, quiet space within now. That point of peace and perfection that already is, no matter what is occurring outside of us, no matter what may be occurring that is transitioning within our body, there always is a place of peace and perfection. It is the God within, it's the divine, it's the source, it's the force, it's the frequency, it's the one. And as we choose now to access the one that is within, so that we can access the one that is without, so that we're connecting to all of our loved ones, and they're connecting to all of their loved ones, and they're connecting to all of their loved ones, and so it goes on and on for infinity, so that we're calling for the love and the light and the beauty that is to awaken within each heart, within each mind, so that it can grow exponentially, peace and love and light. It is so important here and now that the light that has returned shine even brighter and brighter and brighter, that you shine your light within brighter and brighter and brighter for your benefit and for my benefit and for the benefit of all our fellow travelers here and now. As we, in our mind's eye, encircle the planet now with this love and light, peace and bliss and joy, beauty, beauty, and beauty, so that all hearts and minds are awakened to love and light and peace and bliss and beauty. As we witness beauty within, we can then begin to witness beauty without in the exterior world. Find something beautiful within so that it can mirror on the outside for you. Honor the ones who came before, the ancestors, going all the way back and back and back. Offer the healing and the teaching as your love and light co-mingles with the one. We raise up that frequency and vibration to pure potential that each person now recognizes that they have free will to choose the light, and we command and compel them to choose love and light, bliss and joy. As we see our entire journey as one that has been beneficial, even the most painful of times and experiences, so that we go from hell to heaven on earth, accessing that realm, that all the wise masters are smiling down upon us in the work that we're choosing to do, that we no longer judge or criticize others who believe differently than us, but we celebrate our challenges and we love one another to a higher realm of awareness, letting go of pettiness, letting go of condemnation, letting go of criticism and judgment, letting go of being offended by someone else and just loving them to the light, helping them see their way, lighting another candle with this breath, contracting the body now, squeeze, 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 letting go of all that no longer serves. We command that all women stand up now, teach peace to their sons, no longer allowing anything that is not of the love and light within our minds, within our body, within our homes, within our hearts, within our schools, within our work. We are now commanding the energy of peace of mind and well-being, setting the example for others, recognize the importance, the urgency now to which we must stand up and heal ourselves so that we can heal the planet. We must have peace of mind so that we can get to peace on Earth. And so that is, come to this moment in time. I hope that helps you out today. I'm so sending you the love and light from here and believing in transformation and information that can transform and that we can live healthy, love happy, and be grateful in all that is occurring for us and to be joyful. And so that is. Namaste.